Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so everybody tune in. It is 11 o'clock. It is 11 on the dot. You're listening to a late broadcasting of Cocooning from the Microphone here. I'm DJ Butterfly Feces, and this right here is Organic OK.
Hey, yes, this is Organic OK. We're going to have something beginning next week. It's going to be alterated. Now, let them know. This show is going to be alterated.
Yeah, this show is going to change. This show is going to improve.
Yeah, next week we're going to have some things that's going to be different. They're going to be introducing some things next week, so we'll give you post, you know, update on the post information that we'll be providing you, and we will realistically it should be available by this coming Sunday. So, too bad I'm not going to be talking to Mr. Feces, but yeah, you should be hearing Talk Dude, and so you should hear Talk Dude on that platform. But yeah, I'm not going to, you know, say the name title of the show. I mean, it's not a show that we're doing that, you know, sending anybody from the actual, you know, until the organic platform, but at the same time, different type of platform. Just in general, it's a different type. So this particular program, we're running across, you know, traveling across. But yeah, this is a Feces, you know, platform, and I just want to not, you know, go ahead, Feces.
All right, look. Once again, I guess I have to fly solo. But, you know, God willing, it's going to be a damn important show. Whatever, please get involved in this very important cause that is affecting not just, it's really bad here in America, but it's actually affecting the planet. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And this right here, this is the guy who picked me up when I was living in McKinleyville. Got kicked out of the house, and I was on the street. I was on the street for a few hours. They were in the woods, whatever, cooking outdoors, doing all that. And dang it, he picked me up and said, "Come with me. Let's do all this. Let's save this planet. Let's help the truly disenfranchised, the homeless." And with him, I went all over.
You know, it's so many things that people, that they're hearing this right now, right? So as they're hearing, it's so many things that's coming to people's minds as they hear you talk, right? Now, this is one of the things that we have to, some point in time, Mr. Feces, have to, in a sense, be aware of how things are being processed, right? So, yes, we're going to update a number of different things, everybody, so you can be clear about a number of things that's coming to the table. Our shows and platforms are, it's not just based on, you know, cleaning, because now, today, as you're hearing this, it is, we're dealing with, you know, opposition that a lot of people around the world is overcoming and still going through the opposition, not even sure when it's going to be completed, right? But the time that he's talking about, because they don't know when it's happening, people will be concerned about how this is being done, because so much just dealing with some things, right? So, yeah, we got to, you know, we're going to, at some point in time, clear up a lot of things, but at this point in time, he's, you know, he's narrating and he's commentating in so many perspectives, right? So, yes, this is what you're dealing with. And then my name is Comedic Organic OK. And as I see different towns, different cities, different people, people ask me numerous of different questions with regards to how is this possibly done? How are you doing this? What do you, you know, who are you using this organization platform? Who you work for? It's a lot of things to ask. And, you know, to me, as you're trying to change society and as, you know, a lot of great people have changed society as they work with others and as other people are inspired, it's just certain things need to be implemented, right? And once we start clearing out the cross-contamination within the thought process and the undermining that people are trying to, in a sense, do, right? This is not the first time someone's tried to clean up or have cleaned up in different capacities, right? It is that the infrastructure that we're doing and the way we're going about it, it just, you know. But, yes, comedian, organic, okay, sending back the microphone, sending back the ear channel back to Mr. Feces. Thank you.
All right, once again, listen to another personality out there behind a microphone, a singer by the name of Maya Harrison. Listen to her. All right, now, in our last episode, we were in Los Angeles. We went back there, if you remember correctly, went back even after we'd been there before, because I remember things were really, really bad. Now, once again, L.A. was the birthplace of, no, not merely Hollywood, but the housing pod, a makeshift home for people to live in. Well, guess what? L.A. decided to criminalize. They decided to make it illegal because they were worried about the fact that people aren't going to buy their houses. Real estate's supposed to be a safe investment. That scared people. Not everyone needs to be a celebrity, but everybody needs a place to live and whatnot. You know, they're afraid. L.A. really hated the homeless. I mean, they made it illegal for you to sleep in your car. It was that bad. You know what? Never. And I said, I went to him, and I said, we got to do something. Something. And you looked at me, and you said, what? And I said, look, can we take a few of them with us? And, you know, you were all like, no, dude, we can't bring everybody on this missionary trip. I can't afford to, like, bring them. No. I'm talking about taking people out of L.A. We take them, drop them off someplace a little more homeless friendly. Because this is a bad place. It was, wasn't it? No, to be honest, there's a lot of things you can say about how bad L.A. is, what's wrong with L.A. Even the tourist trade was being heard about out of all the vagrants collected on the streets. Now, honestly, I remember you saying at one point, no, dude, maybe like enough of them are here, you know what? When the problem is bad enough, people deal with it, you know? If your teeth are a little dirty, you don't do nothing. But when they start to abscess and there's like a cavity in one, then you do something, you know? The problem's bad enough. It's like global warming, the greenhouse effect. People actually eventually did something about that now. Why is that? I guess because it's bad enough. That's right. But that's the problem, dude. In a way, it might be too late. Damage might be done. So, look, something had to be done, okay? Let me just say something. I've seen L.A. is a bad place, okay? It's a really, really bad place. Got to find a way, get enough people together, and you know what? Let's bust them out of here. Let's get them out of town. You talk about family, they could be vagrants somewhere else. Vagabonds, I like that term. You love that term, vagabonds, you know? I went on the street, you know, and I told them my rap. I told them I was going to help them get out of town. And I said it was all because of the help of somebody named Organic OK. And they all looked at me and said, what's his real name? No. See, when somebody doesn't use their real name and whatnot, I know it ain't like having a showbiz moniker. It's like a drug dealer having a street name, a code name, or whatnot. They were a little hesitant to trust. To explain, I'm talking about getting you out of here. What does it matter? But really, you know, in a way, I wanted to do something because we didn't have the money to get everybody who wanted to leave L.A. out of L.A., you know? They wanted to flee, and I wanted to basically make the point, this is a bad place. Someone needs to do something. Organic, I got an idea. Let's go straight to the mayor's, the city hall. We'll go out to the mayor's doors if we have to and make a point to make life a little bit better for vagrants out here. You know what? Make it legal to live in your car, to sleep in there. And you know what else? You know what else? Heck, let's make it basically, let's try to basically make it so a few people can actually own the housing, but the housing plan can catch on out here. Let's do something. Let's do something right now. Something needs to be done. Now, honestly, he said to me, dude, you do it. Look, I'll help you. But you got to do something yourself, all right? You got to do something right now. Don't lollygag, man. Talk about doing something, do it. So I said, all right. We picked up some garbage, ain't that much there. And I started rounding up all these vagrants, and I wanted them to tell me their story. Because once in a while, you do just need somebody to listen to your problems. Even if they're not going to drop any advice. Though I always had advice. I always had something to say. Didn't I? Didn't you tell me that? See, he's doing it again. See, he's not really sleeping. He's just making that sound to be obnoxious. Trying to prove a point to me. Damn him. Now, the simple said scientific fact is that something had to be done. Something's not always done personally, whatever. So you know what I did? I talked to people. I talked to them. I talked to them. I talked up and down to them, and they told me their story. Some of them told me, they explained to me, they said, I came out here to be a singer, came out here to be an actor, came out here to be a musician, a stand-up comedian. Some of them just said, I came out here because it was a time when this place was a booming economy. There was a time when there was all this stuff for people to do out here. Somebody said to me, there was a time, literally, I just like the sun. Lots of orange groves and wide, inviting beaches. It just seemed like the ideal place to stay. For everybody who makes it, there's even more that don't. It's not just enough that they're not stars. They're on the street. I want to do something. I want to hurt somebody. What to do? I remember racking my head thinking, something. I remember thinking, we got to take a few of them with us on this trip. Organic, please. Let me take just a few of them. All right, man, fine. But we ain't going to take all of them. We'll drop a few people off someplace a little bit better where the homeless will treat a little nicer. You know what? You got to change the way things are out here. So I did. Once again, I tried to get that law repealed. I tried to make it so people could sleep in their car. I tried to make it so the housing pod would catch on. Try to get a few homeless shelters to open up. There's plenty of money out here. Alas, it was all going so people could basically live nicer than they really needed to. I grew to hate Los Angeles. I hated it. I wanted to curse the fact that L.A. even existed. I told Organic that. I told him. I told Organic that I really kind of sort of want to make it so, I don't know, things are better. Things don't have to be like this, do they? It doesn't have to be like this for anybody. These people can do better. People need to stop being like this. And honestly, he said to me, he's like, look, you're seeing how cruel the world can really be, okay? People are horrible. All living, sentient beings are cruel and horrible because nature, life itself is horrible. Nobody cares because everybody's got their own garbage to deal with. You got to live with this. For your life, you're going to have to live with this. Just the way it is. I want to make a change. So, we got to invite two people along on our trip to help pick up garbage, clean the community, make sure that basically housing pods are available all over to make life better for homeless people. So they were getting by. And we basically wanted to round up a couple of homeless to make it so they could basically find the means to leave L.A. Of course, we couldn't save all of them. That's how it is, dude. When there's a sinking ship, there's not always lifeboats for everybody. Disaster. It's messed up is what it is. It is. I miss McKinleyville. Where horses had the right. I miss the city that had everything, you know? We've been all over, up and down, left and right, but you know what? I miss McKinleyville. The thing is, we had only basically come across a small corner of what the world can be. Because there was so much else. So much. All right. Let's get ready. This is it. I decided to sit down and talk with people about their problems. I decided to basically sit down and ask them. I want to hear their stories. One of them told me. Came to L.A. because he heard how beautiful it was out here. Another woman said she was born and raised here. She was doing really well. Her father was in the music industry. But, well, you know how when free downloading came along. I know. Every music lover loves the fact that music is free now. But the problem is, it's not. Whatever it takes to making that music perfect and whatever, and you know. It's a mess. It's a really big mess. Technology has basically made so many people obsolete, yet there's more people now than ever. And now there's an abundance of stuff, information, in a way it's all free. Not enough money exchanges hands. Certain things cost a ridiculous amount. It's a mess. Things are in a bad state. I don't know. Things are bad. Times are bad. What to do now? You know, I'm afraid for the future a lot. I'm worried that basically I don't know what's going to happen with me. I really don't. I'm scared. Because
I'll be scared. I'll be scared too. What did you say?
No, but you know the natural order is just that every day. In a way, I feel like LA was trying to go out of their way to wipe out those homeless people, to kill them, because it's natural selection. It's just some people in the world. This is their way of thinning out the herd. That's what scared me. And I'm often worried one day I'm not going to have enough means to get by and make it. I was scared. And I wasn't always going to rely. I mean, I know you were basically funding this trip. I can't always rely on you to take care of everything, can I? Not everybody in radio is going to have that lifelong tenure when you're in the business forever. You know what I mean. And those people who are starving, I don't know where the next meal is going to come from. What are they going to do now? I don't know. I don't know. I rounded up basically three good people who want to join our trip. I told them, go all over, pick up garbage. Organic OK here is going to fund everything. We're going to do big things. We're going to do big, epic things, the likes of which this world hasn't seen before. They signed up. And I rounded a good deal of people who want to help them get out of L.A. And then something occurred to me. Instead of asking Organic to fund this thing, maybe there's something else that could be done. I lined them up and I walked them and we walked. We walked out of L.A. We didn't need no passports. We weren't going. We were just leaving the city. Leaving in a lesion. Making a statement. L.A. And I told the rest of the people in L.A. who I couldn't afford to stick around. Make things difficult for people in L.A. until they decide. Until they decide, you know what? Let's help. We're going to change the way things were. I believe we made a difference. Don't you, Organic? I like to think things changed just a little bit, didn't they? It was just a little bit different, wasn't it? Wasn't it? I admit, we changed things, but I don't know if it was enough. I wanted to stop by. Do they even have homeless shelters? I kept trying to tell them, you know, you guys would need to fund this thing if you just made the housing pod okay. I remember at one point they asked me, where are we going to put them all? City's congested as it is. How about make it okay for somebody to sleep in their car? How about that? Is it better having all these vagrants collecting the street, vagabonds stretching as far as the eye can see? There's a bunch of them throwing them so they can litter. Is that better? Is it better? They had no answer. They said there's been problems everywhere you go. Nothing's perfect. This ain't a question of perfect. It's a question of right. Making things just a little bit better. Just a little. Organic. Come on. I know you're not really sleeping. Come on. To give your thoughts. To tell me. Tell me. Organic. Come on. Don't do the sleeping act again. You're not really tired. You're not really bored. You're trying to make a statement to me. We're in this for a reason. All right. In the end, we did make things better. We did make a change. That's the best part. You know what? I knew one guy in L.A. who always made it a point to go to the bathroom outdoors. He, even if there was a nice porta potty nearby, he wanted to make a statement. He wanted to get arrested in Hollywood. And that's the thing. It's a pain. It's an ordeal, I know. It's an important thing. I smiled, I looked organic, I said, you know what, I like to think we made some kind of dang difference. We always do. Things are getting better. Better all the time. I'm glad I took you aboard. You work harder than anybody else in this piece. Harder. As we took off out of there, I had a big smile on my face, ear to ear. I had a big grin. I felt good. I felt all right. And you know what? L.A., I swear, I thought I saw an angel. I thought I really did. That was you, dude. You're the angel, he told me. Pat me on the back. Hey, you've been listening to Kakuna from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. The one, the only. Get involved with this. Our world calls to help the homeless. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. We're all over the internet. Check us out. Check out our crusade. Check us out. Check us out. We're here. And we're about something. Check out another personality by the name of Maya Harrison. Check out all the stuff here that Organic OK is on about on the radio. Thanks for listening. Hopefully you'll hear this at some point and get on the calls. Thank you. And good night.